We're going to hear your voice just for a moment before we come to your fifth choice. Now, this is a really interesting project in which you were one of the voices in Scheherazade, Rimsky-Korsakov. Tell us a little bit about this project and what we're going to hear, your narrating Sinbad story.
Yeah, this came out of the blue, sort of in the autumn last year. I think it's a guy called Will Parry, excuse me, who just had this idea of taking Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, which is a wonderful piece of music, and setting a drama to it. And I think he sort of set it very much, aimed it very much at children, as a very exciting children's tale. But what you'll hear in this extract is he's managed to match the drama to the music really effectively. And I just thought it was a really imaginative and different project. And then he got Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed on board, so you'll hear him playing the king!
And as Frank Muir would say, not underplaying, I assure you. And you had all this going on. And as I say, you'll hear that even bits of the dialogue or bits of the speech. And he wanted me to actually fit in beautifully with the music, but he wanted me to play Sinbad as a sort of rather sort of received pronunciation, rather correct, upstanding Englishman. And it was only when I left the studio I realised I'd kind of done it all as Paddy Ashdown.
I should beat your pink buttocks, you lying little monkey!
Exclaimed the king. But then the doors to his chamber flew open, and the princess swept in, having been disturbed by all the beastly noise. And seeing her father about to spank a whimpering baboon, she demanded to know what on earth was going on. And so the king, tired of keeping his troubled secrets, now confessed all, telling his daughter the truth about her mother's death and of the evil genie's trick to force her into marriage. And how, being desperate to rid his kingdom of this foul devil, he had accepted the offer from a brave calendar to fight it. But now all was ruined, because the young man had turned out to be so very, very stupid. Though shocked by her father's confession, the princess was smitten with pity for this lovesick baboon. And so, overcome with her heart's longing, she could not foresee the danger in attempting to break the genie's spell. For throughout her young life, through her lonely childhood spent grieving her lost mother, never had she the chance of finding true love until now. If only this poor, brave young man could be freed from this baboonery. Taking out a wand, as the wizards with their arms raised cried out in warning, no! The princess began invocation, ignoring her father's fearful protests.
No!
And pointing this enchanted stick at the baboon, who was vigorously shaking his head from side to side, she cast her spell. Raw magic exploded and crackled in the air as the king's daughter fought to break the genie's sorcery. The two spells writhed and convulsed under their very eyes before unleashing a bolt of pure energy, first striking the calendar, then striking the princess and bursting into a cascade of glittering effervescence.
Wonderful. Rory Bremner narrating Sinbad's story, Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov, and Paddy Ashdown in there somewhere.
Yeah, it, absolutely. It was just a sort of slightly higher-pitched, rather sort of slightly precocious public schoolboy, that is, strangely enough. But
It must have been great fun to take part in.
It was just a very imaginative. I loved the idea. I mean, musically, they do a great job, the orchestra there. But just the, I think it's took him 2 or 3 years. But as I say, it was, you know, all the percussion of the music matched by the words. And I think he was very much sort of hoping for, I think we might even do a live performance of it one day. Which should be, you know, he was thinking of things like, you know, Peter and the Wolf and those classics. Mm. But that would be just a really exciting thing to do. And it'd be nice to see Sir Brian Blessed reprising that on the stage.
Well, Rory Bremner, it's been a huge pleasure having you on Breakfast this morning. Your fifth and final choice.